You're with KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. Are you a short story kind of person, or more you like to lose yourself in a long novel? The writer C.S. Lewis put himself in the latter category, according to Nancy Pearl.
He once said that there's not a cup of tea big enough or a novel long enough to satisfy him. So, Lori Osland's book, After the Parade. Last week, we talked about difficult books to read. And I have to say that After the Parade, for me, was a difficult book to read as well. This won several awards. It's a first novel. She had brought out a collection of short stories prior to this. And I was not familiar with her. This is another book that I just picked up, I think partly because I liked the cover. I thought it was quite interesting. Some critics are calling this tragicomic, like, and comparing it to John Irving, for example, or even Elizabeth Strout. I don't think there's anything comic in this book. This is a wonderful portrait of a man, and we meet him when he's 18, and we follow him for the next decade and a half or so. A young man, and this is a boy who was always different from everybody else, who always felt he didn't belong, who grew up in a family that had, with a father who was extremely abusive. And he, the main character in this book, is gay. He knows that he's gay early on. His father can't accept that. He's looking all of his life for a home, for a family. When the book opens, we are with him as he leaves his longtime lover and moves to San Francisco from the Midwest. And then the book goes back and shows us how he got to that point and then what his experiences in San Francisco were. It's beautiful writing. That's part of what makes it so painful to read, because she has this ability to show the reader the abuse that Aaron experienced from his father and the neglect by his mother.
Nancy, you mentioned this is a first novel by Lori Ostlund, and that's O-S-T-L-U-N-D. How do you find these books? Do they find you?
That's such a good question. I have to think at this point that they find me. You know, I pick it up. There's a blurb on the back from Richard Russo. And it was a book of the year from NPR. None of those necessarily would draw me to this book. And yet something said, oh, just start this book. And I did. And then I wanted to find out more about Aaron and what made him into the person that he was.
Who would you recommend this book to?
I would recommend this book to anyone who loves character-driven fiction. It has the two things that I look for in a novel: wonderful writing and three-dimensional characters. And those are the books that I am drawn to, and those are evidently the books that find themselves in my hands to read.
That book in her hands is called After the Parade, a first novel by Lori Ostlund. And that was Nancy Pearl talking with KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman. You'll find all of Nancy's book reviews at KUOW.org.